Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, what the hell? We almost could do it. I mean, fucking tradition. It is Evil fucking Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 7th day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today with a low of 25 and snow flurries. So on it goes. I mean, this has been actually a warm winter, but a hell of a lot of precipitation. Oh, we'll be right back, and then we'll go over to the alternate Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled opposition propaganda, CNBC, CNN, and Fox. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, over to the propaganda. The Red Sea has been witnessing a naval battle, clashes with Zionist ships, with the presence of American, Britain carriers and destroyers. Four ships have been targeted so far. And this is a video. You can watch them shooting at each other. If that's what I mean, fuck, you don't know where it is. I mean, they're allowed to use any kind of propaganda they want on us. This could be from an old fucking battle or anything, but it could be. I mean, all else fails, they may go for World War III. But they don't like tearing up fucking things that are worth money. That's the only thing that bothers me about that. UK police begin arresting citizens who display British flags in public. And I read this, and it's a pro-Israel fucking, how dare those fucking Palestinians. You know what they dumbass did to those Israelis. You know, Hamas fucking created by the Israelis along with Mossad. They're fucking goddamn red flag, I mean, a false flag bullshit. You shove this one up right up your ass. I don't want to hear it. Protesters in Tel Aviv demand the resignation of the Israeli government. Well, that's kind of a little too late, but I mean, it shows to go that nobody is fucking going to put up with this shit much longer. U.S. to increase military aid to Guyana amid tensions with Venezuela. I see. We need more war. You see, we ain't got no fucking goddamn wars. We can't afford to fucking live as American nationals in the richest fucking country on planet Earth. But we need more fucking wars. Fucking wars fill the pockets of the fucking goddamn grifters in this goddamn country known as the, they call themselves the American government. They're fucking infiltrators. They are fucking goddamn occupiers. They are fucking goddamn criminals. Fucking United States corporate mafia is what they fucking are. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The U.S. will increase military aid to Guyana and tensions with neighboring Venezuela over the disputed Guyana Essequibo. Why can't I read this? Because it ain't my fucking language. Region, the Associated Press reported on Monday. So this is Associated Press we're listening to here. You could have just did this right on your fucking TV. Because it's the same shit. It is the fucking takeover. The AP report did not detail how much the U.S. will provide, but said the U.S. will help Guyana acquire new helicopters, a fleet of military drones and radar technology for the first time. Is there anybody, hey, you arm these people and they fucking hurt somebody. Aren't you responsible for that? Just like in fucking goddamn Palestine. I mean, Iran fucking arms somebody in fucking, you know, through a third party. They sell arms too. It's fucking a lucrative fucking business. It is the main fucking business of this fucking planet anymore. In 2023, the U.S. Provided Guyana with about $2.7 million in total aid, including over $400,000 from the Pentagon's International Military Education and Training Program, which trains foreign militaries. Guyana is a small country with a population of only around 800,000. According to AP, the Caribbean nation military numbers less than 5,000 troops. News of the new military aid came after U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer met with officials in Guyana. The U.S. has been stepping up military cooperation with Guyana after Venezuela voted in a referendum last year to make the, I don't know what this, Essequibo region of a Venezuelan state. Venezuela and Guyana agreed in December not to use military force to resolve the dispute, but tensions remain high as Venezuela deployed 6,000 troops to its border with Guyana. The resource-rich border territory in Guyana, now here's the reason. Somebody found some fucking oil and couldn't keep their fucking mouth shut. The resource-rich territory is under Guyana's control, but Venezuela has always disputed and 1899 American British tribunal ruling two fucking foreign countries that Esquerra, whatever the hell the name, belonged to the British Empire, which controlled Guyana at the time in 1966. The opposing sides signed the Geneva Agreement that said they would pursue a mutual satisfactory solution to the dispute. Tensions have risen over how many fucking languages you got to know to do American fucking goddamn reporting? In recent years, as more of the discoveries have been made, the American energy giant ExxonMobil discovered massive oil reserves off the coast of Guyana in waters claimed by Venezuela and has been involved in a major offshore drilling project. Well, they claimed, I guess they just fucking took it, didn't they? Here's your reason for fucking murder and death. This is why they'll blow up little fucking children. This is why they'll kill old fucking people. This is why they'll kill any fucking buddy. They'll kill anybody for a fucking dollar. Diplomacy between the U.S. and Venezuela recently broken down as the U.S. reimpose oil sanctions that were briefly eased in response to the Venezuela Supreme Court barring an opposition candidate from running. Do we run these fucking countries? What fucking business is it of ours what Venezuela does? You see, it's the oil companies. Who's going to get the fucking oil that belongs to the Venezuelan people? Who's going to get their gold? Who's going to get their silver? As they shove the motherfuckers up here across our fucking border for us to fucking feed, house, and educate. Huh? has been under crippling U.S. sanctions since 2019. So you're the ones that caused all the starvation down there. You're the ones that drove the motherfuckers up here in the goddamn invasion of our fucking border, right, you motherfuckers? I mean, then they'll say, oh, Venezuelans are coming up here. They got to get away from what we caused. Because oil's more important than fucking blood. It's more important than human life. It's more important than babies. When the U.S. backed a coup that failed... Get out of your, mind your own fucking business, you corporate motherfuckers. You have no authority of the American people. You are fucking goddamn warmongering pieces of fucking human dog shit. Unfucking believable. Well, when we couldn't put our own fucking puppet in there, hey, we're going to fucking starve your fucking people some more. We're going to starve them until they come up here and cross the U.S. fucking border. You think those fucking Venezuelans love Americans, people? Breaking inside three New York City facilities housing illegals. The illegals are mostly military-age males. There's rampant crime, violence, drugs, and weapons. One man complains about the free accommodations. The New York City shut down parks to shelter illegals. Unlawful motherfucking invaders using your tax dollars. No, they're not our tax dollars. Damn, we're fucking some stupid motherfuckers, some goddamn gutless motherfuckers. That's a video anyway. Go look at it if you want to. Report Biden DOJ won't change Biden, won't charge Biden. It says change. I didn't fuck up. C-H-A-N-G-E is change, but it's got to be charge. Biden for mishandling classified documents. And this is where you go. Let's see, who is this from? Information Liberation. Let's see who they are. Special Counsel Robert Hur, who was appointed by Biden, appointed Attorney General Merrick Garland, will not be charging President Biden for mishandling classified documents, according to the Washington Post. Why is this? Why do we care? Why is this important? Why are they putting it up here? How's this going to fatten your wallet and get you a Porsche? Such charges are reserved only for Donald Trump. Oh, which are your Trump tards? They're the ones fucking paying your fucking freight. They're the ones getting your fucking goddamn Porsches in your fucking penthouse apartments for you, huh? Washington Post. Why, my goodness, here we go. This is goddamn certainly some rebel fucking news here. The Washington Post DOJ report on Biden classified documents coming soon. No criminal charges. What would you expect? They're after Trump because he's the other guy. He's the king of the Jews. He fucked his daughter's fucking friend right in front of her. He went to pedophile island with fucking Epstein. I mean, he fucking violated the second article by fucking banning bump stocks with the fucking executive fiat. But other than that, he's a fucking real patriot. And he also said that, you know, should take the guns first and then we'll have the fucking procedural due process, which means he's either retarded or he's a fucking goddamn traitor, right? The Justice Department is preparing to release a special counsel report in coming days that is critical of President Biden. He's shitty pants Biden and his aides for mishandling classified documents in Biden's private home and former office, but prosecutors do not plan to pursue criminal charges in the case. No, this ain't a seatbelt fucking goddamn violation, people. Just a little fucking espionage. The long-awaited decision by special counsel Robert K. Heer will probably roil the presidential contest as Republicans seek to paint Biden as a criminal. You don't got to seek to paint that motherfucker as a criminal. I mean, if you look up criminal, he's the poster child. And as Donald Trump, the president's likely GOP rival for the White House, faces trial for allegedly keeping boxes of classified papers at his Florida home and obstructing official attempts to retrieve them. Damn them. See, Biden is going to get away. They're picking on Trump. They're picking on the fucking guy that went to pedophile island. I mean, he's the lesser of the pedophiles here. We got to vote on the lesser of the pedophiles here. He'll screw less little babies. I mean, that's what we're looking for here and fucking some leadership, baby. In recent weeks, the report has been reviewed by intelligence officials to navigate how much to reveal about the classified materials found in 2022 at Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home and his former office, given that the report must be sent to Congress and released to the public. The documents in question dated to Biden's time as vice president during the Obama administration. As a reminder, whereas Trump had the authority as president to declassify anything he wanted, Joe Biden was vice president, did not. That's it. Vote. Yeah, Trump vote. Yeah. Fuck, you think you're going to sell people on this shit? You think we're going to go out and play stupid for you a fucking again? You're wrong. You're fucking God. You put any goddamn numbers you want up. We all know the fucking truth. You couldn't get 2,000 fucking people down at the fucking border, and you had Sarah Palin and Ted Nugent. That's all the fuck you can draw anymore, Teddy? Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed her in January 2023 after aides to Biden found the sensitive government materials. The discovery came as a separate special counsel was investigating Trump's alleged mishandling of this back and forth. Which one are you going to back? Which pedophile are you going to vote for? I'm going to vote for that pedophile over there. Yeah. I mean, no, I'm going to vote for that pedophile over there. I think he's a better pedophile. You fucking sick fucks. Anybody that would vote for any kind of fucking pedophile, even if he did it one fucking time, you are trash. You have no fucking morals. You go unregistered to vote and let them know you're going to fucking fight him. Quit being a bunch of fucking cowards. Make me want to puke. What else we got here? New female college volleyball match dominated by 5 biological males for the entire game as female players were kicked to the bench. And I watched this fucking, it's got a video with, I'll continue reading it. But I watched this, and this is just fucking so goddamn blatant in your face. 1% is doing this. And you know how come 1% can do this to us, fuck us around, punk us around, push us around? Because we fucking let them. Because we're a bunch of fucking pussies. Rebel News Online was told that there have been 2 major head injuries, 2 female athletes, thanks to the transgenders in the Ontario College Athlete Association in Canada. The transgender athletes are men who have not had any gender-affirming hormone treatment, therapy, or surgical removal. The Rebel News reporter was also hit with a racist attack from what appears to be a gay attendee who said, "You white piece of shit." Well, the thing is, then it goes to the fucking video. And it shows all the girls, the real girls, you know, the girls that are biological fucking girls, sitting on the sideline where these fucking big dudes are out there fucking smashing the shit out of these other fucking chicks. I mean, then when they come up to some motherfucker with can barely speak English with some kind of Oriental fucking accents, getting up, so I'd have blasted that motherfucker right between the eyes. I'd have knocked him clear out of his fucking shoes. What a punk bitch motherfucker. Go watch this, see if you don't want to punch the son of a bitch. Biden regime told Amazon to suppress truth about toxic mRNA jabs. You know, I would have never guessed this. I mean, all the things positive things we've heard about these jabs, all our dead relatives we've had to fucking put in the ground or put in the fucking river. And they come up with this fucking shit to try to criticize. And you know, that's another thing you're going to see. Fucking, you know, Trump's coming out about the lockdowns. They're going to try it. That's what they're doing with that fucking, that convoy shit. They're trying to get the people to come out because the last time Trump ran, it was everybody was just like, well, it blew their mind. We want the fucking illegals out of this goddamn country. So he was there. He was leading. He was leading it, man, getting the goddamn illegals out of this fucking country. And now what's going to happen is everything that we're fucking for, just like the Tea Party, they hijack shit. But you're not going to hijack this motherfucker. Every lie you tell is going to be pulled out as the fucking lie, because I got all your counter lies. I saved them, you son of a bitch. And you're going to, I mean, fuck, this is not an election. In Davos, they've undecided what they're going to try to do to us. It's when we get off our dead asses and decide to do something back is that things are going to change. Until we do, get used to it. Get used to taking it in the fucking ass. You must like it. The Biden regime ordered Amazon, huh? Let's see what they ordered him. Biden's White House told Amazon in March 2021 to ban books that contained anti-vaccine propaganda. What is anti-vaccine propaganda? You mean the fucking truth? You go and tell the fucking truth. I mean, even the fucking pharmaceutical companies have had to come out and tell the truth. And you go back, hey, can you remember 2 weeks ago? I can. Can you remember 3 weeks ago? I can. They came out and fucking affirmed COVID-19 never fucking existed. The fucking shots are biological kill agents. They're not vaccines. They said it themselves. But still, you'll come back with this fucking horseshit to try to sell another fucking goddamn phony, fraudulent, criminal fucking election, you sick son of a bitches. And you guys going along with it here. Who is this fuckers here? People's Voice. Here we are. You guys make sure you send these motherfuckers some money. You make sure that you can get in on this. You can make some money by fucking stabbing your own fucking people in the back. You can get in on this and capitalize. Be a capitalist, man. There's money to be made here. Is the administration asking us to remove books, or are they more concerned about search result order? Or both. And see, this was like an article that was up yesterday, so we're not going to spend that much time on it. But the bottom line here is fuck you. Fuck you, Biden. Fuck all you son of a bitches. All this shit is meaningless, people. We have a fucking Bill of Rights. We have the fucking Supreme Superior. Absolute. Unalienable. Ratified by the representatives of the people. Only law ever ratified by the representatives of the people. Law. Unalienable of December 15, 1791, and all we have to do is enforce it by the letter of that fucking law. All this goes away. You don't have these fucking phony-ass fucking stories. You don't have these phony... These are operations. This whole goddamn takeover of the fucking internet by these fucking goddamn Porsche drivers with their sheepskin fucking seats in their fucking penthouse apartments. This is all fucking orchestrated. So you get to keep... So you'll sit there and fucking... Finally, I can't take no more. Bang your head down. Hit it with the 2x4. The vote. Vote. Responsibility. Change. Just want you to happen. LA Times tells Angelenos, that's people from, evidently that's what they're calling people from Los Angeles now, they're wrong about crime. Everything is fine. Oh, I love it. It's by Tyler Durden, Zero Zero Hedge. I think he drives a fucking goddamn Ferrari. My family moved to Los Angeles during the 1984 Olympics. I love L.A. Was on the radio, and the city was the envy of the world. I loved everything about L.A. I immediately became a Dodgers, Lakers, Rams, and Kings fan. You're just a fucking dead-headed son of a bitch. And I love the Los Angeles Times, mostly because of its sports section and exceptional calendar entertainment section, which, with no internet, the LA Times was everyone's primary source of information, not just for news, but for the scores of the games, who's coming in concert, what's on TV, and the weather, which is all, I mean, okay, I guess you got to know all those things. How can you survive without it? How did people survive until they had this shit? Anyways, let's go and see what else they got to say about the Los Angeles Times. Reading the morning paper was a ritual continued until just a few years ago when I finally joined the 21st century and switched to the digital version. But last week I canceled that upon reading in recent endorsements of Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon, for re-election for the first time in 40 years. I am no longer a subscriber, just as Los Angeles has changed dramatically in recent years. The LA Times has also changed. Of course, it always had a left-wing bent, but it was okay with you because they gave you sports. If it was left-wing, you must have been left-wing. But it used to be keep that reasonably in check. It was aware it was the primary source of news for Angelenos. I love the way they're calling it. That sounds makes it sound more fucking like the Spics fucking on the joint. As there was no significant competing newspaper, it uncovered bribery scandals in the city council, exposed absurd waste by the state with the multi-billion dollar bullet train to nowhere, and revealed the billions stolen from the state through unemployment insurance fraud during the pandemic. But with the change in the media climate, the LA Times has changed. The newspaper is no longer the primary source of news for Los Angeles, now competing with every other news source available online. Thus, it no longer compelled to keep its leftist tendencies in check. This was on full display in its decision to endorse George. That's terrible. This election shit. They're endorsing him. Of course they are. And it don't matter who they endorse. This fucking whole election thing is a fucking fraudulent fucking sham. And even if it wasn't a fucking sham, it still can't exist. This is an occupational fucking election. You participate in it. You are fucking lending aid to the fucking enemy, and you are guilty of sedition, you motherfuckers. Everyone of you goes out there and buys into this shit and bangs your head with that goddamn tube before and goes out there and then vote, 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 vote. You're a fucking traitor. You're a traitor to your people. You're a traitor to this goddamn country. You're a traitor to the individual free sovereign nationals that fucking have the supreme jurisdiction over this fucking place. And you are going to fucking answer. We will see you fucking face justice. You sick son of a bitches. They show this fucking freak, man. God, kill yourself. Do us all a favor. Criminal aliens charged with assault after beating two NYPD officers nearly to death on streets of Times Square have been arrested in Phoenix, Arizona at a Greyhound bus station. And this is another video. And they're flipping them back off. They're saying, fuck you, gringo. You ain't going to do fucking shit. You're fucking cops. We own the fucking George Soros fucking owns them. They're communist fucking. They're not even cops. They're fucking communist mercenaries. And fuck you. Fuck you, America. Fuck you, American punks. Fuck you and your fucking guns. Shove your guns up your ass. You ain't going to shoot me. You ain't got the balls. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are needed, fucking needed, and we appreciate it. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that was Hogdo would get some. All the thing we're getting here is they're bringing in the fucking newspaper where the dogs have shit and piss all over it, and they're rubbing our fucking faces in the fucking cowards that we are. That's what we're getting. That's getting some. That's a tough fucking song. Get some. Let's see. Where were we here? Go back over to this bullshit over here. Bid to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas fails after three Republicans join Democrats. Fucking three Republicans. They're dust. You wait. The Democrat, 2,000 Democrats, and I mean Republicans in this country are going to get them. You better do what we want. What a fucking farce, man. What a fucking farce. And there ain't that many people falling for it. I guess that's the only fucking positive thing you can say about it. Only 2,000 fucking showed up after a fucking week of fucking publicity as that phony-ass fucking 220 fucking truck convoy went across the fucking whole from fucking, well, Virginia to goddamn Arizona, I guess. Yeah, Texas. Sorry. Breaking bid to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas fails after three Republicans join Democrats. How, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. Not my Republicans. We're all in this together, buddy. This is by McCullen McHugh, Trending Politics News. The bid to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has failed after Republicans voted no. House Republicans introduced articles of impeachment against Mayorkas due to his failure to secure the southern border. When the measure went to the floor for a vote Tuesday, it failed to pass after Reps Ken Buck, Republican caller, he's a Republican. See, conservative Republican. He's against them Democrats. He's against this fucking invasion. Republican Colorado, Mike Gallagher, Republican Wisconsin, and Tim McClintock, Republican California, and Democrats in voting no. Democrats in voting no. Just one Republican member did not vote on the measure as Representative Steve Scalise, Republican Louisiana, was receiving cancer treatments. A fourth Republican, Representative Blade Moore, Republican Utah, flipped his vote to no at the last minute. Showed me them pictures of him fucking that poodle. I knew it was going to happen. According to a report from the conservative journalist Greg Price, this was not done because Moore opposes the measure. Instead, Republicans plan to revisit the motion at a later date. That's it. This motherfucker, I mean, wide open fucking borders. What fucking borders? But they didn't show me a picture of me fucking a poodle. We just thought we'd move this down to another date. We let a few more million in. We ain't got enough yet. And I'm telling you, that cocksucker fucking Trump, listen, my words this day, will not deport one fucking person who represents a goddamn slave fucking labor out of this country. Guaranteed he didn't last time, and he didn't this time. The only people he deported were some fucking, like rapists and fucking murderers. We got to go after the drugs and that element. We can't really bother with these people just looking to take your, to get a better life, motherfucker. Republican Buck, who will be entering at the end of the term, or retiring, I'm sorry, retiring at the end of the term, has already stated that there is no way his mind can be changed. Let me, from the outset, say there is a crisis on the border. Shit. I didn't know that. I'm glad them fucking goddamn convoy went down there and brought some awareness to the situation. The law needs to be enforced, but if we start going down this path of impeachment with a cabinet official, we are opening a door as Republicans that we don't want to open. Might just start impeaching every fucking buddy. The next president who is a Republican will face the same scrutiny from Democrats. It's wrong. It's us going against each other. We all shit to the same hole. We all have pictures of his fucking poodles. It's wrong, and we should not set this president's buck, I told MSNBC. Oh, this is an MSNBC article, don't you see? Earlier this week. Same old shit, man. Same old answer, though. We have the fucking answer. We have the fucking solution. And it's so fucking simple. But it takes fucking courage. It takes fucking putting yourself to the fucking hazard. And you fucking cowards are not going to do it. I cannot fucking believe it. Go look at your fucking grandchildren. Look them in the fucking eye and think about some goddamn freak fucking molesting them right out in the goddamn open, and nothing, if you do anything about it, you're a, I'll call you a fucking pedophobic sick son of a bitches. This is how they want to, you to live, ultimate control video. Well, fuck you. Wonder who the kids will be voting for. What is 15 times 4? All of them said 48. You guys are college students. 15 times fucking 4. They could, every one of them said fucking 48. And he goes, yeah, 48, 48. Yeah, that's what, yeah, 48. I couldn't fucking believe it. A second grader should know that. A first grader should know that. U.S. blocks Yemen-Saudi peace deal. Of course they do. They don't want peace. There ain't no money in peace. What's wrong with you fuckers? The U.S. is, this is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. The U.S. is purposely blocking a Yemen peace deal that was negotiated between the Houthis and the Saudi Arabia, the New York Times reported on Tuesday. Continue reading. We're reading the New York Times now. This is the New York Times online, so you don't have to turn the TV on. You can come over here and fucking read it. The U.S. decision to re-designate the Houthis as special designated global terrorists will block the payment of public sector workers living in Houthi-controlled Yemen who have gone without pay for years. The payment of civil workers has been a key demand of the Houthis as is part of the first phase of the peace deal. These guys are trying to make peace. No, you're not. There ain't no fucking money in peace. Get out there. Here's some guns. Go kill each other. The Houthis had asked for the salaries to be paid for using oil revenue that goes to the Saudi-backed Yemen government, whose leaders are mainly based in Saudi Arabia. It's unclear if the Saudi side agreed to the Houthi demand or if they decided to pay the salaries using other means. The first phase of the peace deal would also fully open Yemen's airports and seaports that have been under blockade since 2015. Another aspect, and they have starved those people. Little kids, genocide in every fucking goddamn country over there. I mean, the spotlight's on fucking Israel because they are out in the open. I mean, just, yeah, we're killing every fucking one of these fuckers. I want to kill a baby. I mean, fucking, it gets that bad, you're going to get the first reporting. But don't think that the killing ain't been going all along. These drone attacks in Yemen and on the Yemeni in Yemen, blowing little kids' arms off. I've seen one where they'd use cluster fucking bombs again. The kid fucking the shit burning in his fucking body. Sick son of a bitches. This is the corporation. This is the international corporate mafia. This is how they fucking expend fucking munitions so that they have to be replaced, so that you can give up food at your fucking table. You can start eating fucking bugs so that they can fucking put more fucking piles, make their pile as big as fucking Mount Everest. Get another shekel up there. Take the helicopter and get the fucking air oxygen on, because I got to go way the fuck up there to the top and put another shekel on. And if a baby starves, I'll do better. There's one we don't have to beat or blow up. Been under blockade since 2015. Another aspect of the deal will be complicated by the new U.S. sanctions, which will go into effect later this month. So you try to make a fucking, you try to stop this goddamn war. We'll fucking make you, we'll starve you to death, you motherfuckers. That's what we'll do. You don't fuck with America, we'll starve you. Oh, we're not America. We're a fucking corporation that's been fucking parasiting off the American people for way fucking too long, committing atrocities in our fucking name. You son of a bitches are not us. And you're going to, and you will meet justice. You will meet justice from us. Houthis chose the path of peace and stop attacking shipping in the Red Sea. But the Houthis, who govern the most populated area of Yemen, have been clear the operations will only stop once Israel slaughter. Let's keep it at fucking what it is. I love this fucking, these fucking slaughter. I have to put slaughter up there. Genocide of Palestinians in Gaza ends. Instead of pursuing Israel to stop its onslaught, President Biden launched a new war against the Houthis, which has dramatically escalated the situation. The Houthis are now targeting American and British commercial shipping, and there's no sign they will back down. Since January 12th, the U.S. has launched at least 18 rounds of missile strikes on Houthi-controlled Yemen. President Biden, President Shitty Pants, has acknowledged that strikes are not working since they haven't stopped Houthi attacks, but he vowed to continue bombing Yemen anyway, Ching Ching. The U.S. supported a Saudi United Arab Emirate, UAE-led coalition in Yemen in a brutal war that killed at least 377,000 people between 2015 and 2022. I mean, it's just fucking bloody fucking murder. These motherfuckers are goddamn psychotic fucking murderers and out there killing fucking at will. Nobody to stop them. More than half of those killed died in starvation and disease caused by the bombing campaign and the blockade. You fucking cowardly bastards. A truce between the Saudis and the Houthis has been held since April 2022, but a formal peace deal hasn't been signed. Despite the new U.S. bombing campaign, the Saudis and the Houthis appear determined not to restart the war. When President Shitty Pants launched his bombing campaign in Yemen, Saudi Arabia urged the U.S. to avoid escalation. And you get fucked. People are sick of you. You fucking cocksuckers. When this breaks loose, you're going to be treated like the rat bastard. You're going to be like them fat fucking Jew crawling out of that sewer. This week, a Houthi official said the Yemen group was ready to formally make peace with the Saudis. Sanaa is prepared to for peace with Raidaha, God, I wish I could speak better Arabic. Despite the challenges posed by the U.S. and its associated Yemeni groups, said Hussein is the Houthi deputy foreign minister. Fucking. Some members of the U.S. and Saudi backed Yemeni presidential council are calling for a ground campaign against the Houthis, but the council does not have much influence and is known in Yemen as the government of hotels, since many of the members are in exile. What a cluster fucking fuck, man. I swear. What do we got there? Okay. Let's see what else we got. Media. Benjamin flames Nancy Pelosi. Don't call us Russian apologists or Chinese apologists. You're an Israeli apologist. It's a video again, and it's worth watching. I mean, the dodge and stuff, and you're seeing how they're having to have their big thugs around them before they can even walk down a fucking hall anymore. If the people do get some goddamn guts, they wipe these fuckers out in a day. Seattle restaurant has been broken into 5 times in past 6 months. That's no fucking big deal. Of course it has. The IDF has posted videos of them blowing up mosques. They are trying to provoke other Islamic countries to attack so America can fight their wars for them. Oh, yeah. That's a video. You can go watch it if you want. Javier Mylia visited his wailing wall in Jerusalem, starts bawling. Did he really? How sad. Okay, this is by Chris Manahan. Information liberation. Argentinian President Javier visited the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem on Tuesday and started bawling before emotionally embracing his personal rabbi, Simon Axel Wanish. Oh, my God. Okay, come on, let's get down here. We can read some. Foreign Minister Israel Katz met Miley at Ben Gurion Airport and thanked the Argentinian for supporting Israel in its war against... No, it ain't no war. Who's doing this fucking article? Let's see who it is. Information liberation. You fucking Jew ass sucking motherfuckers. Don't you call a fucking genocide a war. That's what they want. You know, God, if they just go to slaughter, if we can get them to slaughter, we can go to war. It ain't fucking war when you're fucking 24 people fucking killed 27,000. You got that? It's fucking genocide. See what we got here. Gaza and recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The Times of Israel reports, you are a person of values who is committed only to the truth, Kate's and Mole. God damn, I was Miley. I don't care. I'm going to go Miley. Speaking through a translator, and it is no wonder that you choose to come to Israel right away to support us in the just struggle for defense of the Jewish people against the murderous Hamas. That's, you know, it's genocide. Why would you people even put this lying shit on your fucking site? You like that Porsche? Does that Porsche run good? You got those goddamn fucking sheepskin fucking seat covers. You got your fucking penthouse apartment, you fucking traitors. You know it's a lie. Why do you print it? To help you, well, for our, well, ching ching, we know why. Miley also met with President Isaac Herzog and was welcomed with the IDF band playing the national anthem of both countries, the first such welcome since the war with Hamas began. Here we are, the war with Hamas. No, the fucking genocide began on October 7th. While Miley is not Jewish, he has expressed an interest in Judaism and has talked about potentially converting to the religion. I want to go beg here. Well, now if these people are of a fucking higher race, I mean, you know, like they're supreme beings. I mean, they're, you know, they're stronger, they're smarter. How do you convert to that? Would you tell me that? Would you read a book? How do you up your IQ like that and your knowledge of the world and your wits and what might have you? I've always wondered about that. Sounds to me like a religion that's being supported by the United States fucking corporation, which if it was the government, we could fucking hang them for it. We can hang them for doing it with the fucking taking the goddamn wealth of our country to support a fucking goddamn religion, not to mention a foreign fucking religion. Oh, I know there's Jews in fucking the United States, but you know what? In the beginning, the motherfuckers weren't allowed to come here. And that's the fucking truth. Look it up. He studies with Wanish in Buenos Aires, quoted Torah passages in rallies and walked out on the stage for a campaign event to a recording of Shofar, whatever in the hell that is. On his first trip abroad after winning the election in November, Miley visited the tomb of Rabbi Menachem. Listen to this shit. How far did you lick his fucking shoes? Did you lick his fucking ass? I'll tell you, people, I've just about had enough, man. I mean, I'm fucking, this is all fucking horse shit. That's all I can fucking tell you. Horse fucking shit. And it's all fucking, I mean, they have taken over. Like I said, you might as well turn CNN on. Only you won't have me there fucking pointing out the obvious if you can't see the fucking obvious of what this fucking is and what they're trying to do. It's another election, you see. And they got to try and get that goddamn election to happen. That's what that fucking convoy was about, covered by fucking CNN, CNBC, Fox, NBC, CBS, ABC, every fucking one of them covered it all the way down there for 2,000 people, 20 fucking trucks. Now, don't tell me that wasn't a propaganda campaign. What they know is they ain't getting the people. People aren't going to fall for this vote and shit no more. I bet you that, man, go out there. Just do it. What the fuck's it to you? I mean, if you know it's a fucking lie and you know it's actually treason to participate in it, just unregister to vote. Let them know you ain't playing that fucking game no more. You're ready to fucking do it. And fuck, man, we could beat these people. Oh, we could take this country back. It'd take a while. It'd take some years because you'd have to get everybody in line and be a couple million killed right out the gate with their fucking on-the-job guerrilla training. But we would win. We would kick their fucking asses when they sent those fucking blue helmets over here. We'd blow them all to fucking pieces. We'd blow mountains down on them. We'd put lakes up their fucking ass. But we got to do it. Or else go look your grandchildren in the eye and say, sorry, I'm a sorry son of a bitching coward. I can't do nothing for you. That's the word from the trenches.